This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Tim Hanna, who is the CEO of Compassion Australia and knows all about it. Hello, Tim. Good morning.
Morning, Sam. Thanks for having me on.
It's a bit of a shame we're talking about such matters as this. Can you fill us in? Because I think especially now that we're hearing more about what this storm is doing as it approaches America, can you tell us more about Hurricane Matthew?
Yeah, well, Hurricane Matthew was a huge, I think it's a Category 4, they call it, storm cell that's been going across the Caribbean and hit landfall in Haiti just late the night before last on the southwest of Haiti, which is a pretty vulnerable area. It's an area not far from the epicenter of the earthquake that hit about 6 years ago. So much of the housing there was pretty much makeshift and temporary in nature, and a lot of tin bits and pieces of tin and roofing that was, you know, temporary. So it's done a fair bit of devastation to the country as a whole. Has been a lot of flooding and rain, but to that area particularly, has been a fair bit of damage. And you know, we have quite a number of projects in that area, so it's been hit pretty hard.
Now you mentioned that flooding is part of that as well, and we think of floods, they come and they go, but for people like this is kind of, you know, their crops and all that kind of stuff, right?
Well, I was in touch with our country director in Haiti yesterday, and he said that there's been a lot of loss of herds of cattle and other stock, and then also a lot of crops and damaged. The floods have actually cut off some bridges that have connected, you know, the southwest there to the capital, Port au Prince. So it's even very hard to get down there and find out the actual extent of the damage. So it's not just the storm when it hits; it's the aftermath and the cleanup and the danger that's there afterwards. So it's pretty comprehensive.
Now, Compassion, which you're part of, partners with 239 churches in Haiti and about over 100,000 children in sponsorship,
right?
Well.
Yeah.
What is happening to help these people, and what do you need as well from people who might be listening now?
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Yeah, look, it's not all those projects, not all that are in that same area. They've all probably been affected by rain and extreme weather, but there's quite a number in that area, and there's a lot of, again, as I was talking to the country director yesterday, there's a lot of houses of families who are involved in our projects that have been destroyed and damaged, a lot of church buildings where we connected with, you know, damaged. And there's always that danger of, in situations like that, of disease and food security. So all of those things we're looking at. We've got staff on the ground there. We've got other people coming in from our international program department in the US. So all that's happening, but it's really those areas of making sure food, there'll be some housing needs, there'll be some temporary housing needs, all of that. People want to help, they can head to our website, compassion.com.au, and you can give there, and all the resources that go to that will go to help the people in Haiti. So yeah, there's going to be lots of needs. We're hearing, you know, new stories every day. At this time, I mean, I know there's been some loss of life there, which is tragic and really sad. We have heard from our country director as of yesterday. We don't know of any project children who've lost their lives, which is fantastic, but it still doesn't compensate, you know, for the damage to the country and the loss of life.
Yeah, that's right. Well, if you want to help out, you can go to compassion.com.au and do so. And I should ask as well, because the system is moving towards the USA now, are there other places that Compassion is involved in that have other been affected other than Haiti?
Well, Dominican Republic, which is the other side of the island of Hispaniola, has been hit not as badly, and so they're still getting some of the, you know, the flooding and some of the extreme weather. But it's heading towards the States at the moment, and we, you know, you might even in Mexico and some of the Latin American countries where we work, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras. So that may, you know, receive some damage. We don't know yet, so we have to see it's expected to hit mainland USA, I think. Later on today sometime.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see if it peters out or whether it has that same ferocity. We'll know soon, I guess.
That's right. Well, thanks so much for your time, Tim, this morning. I think a real encouragement. If you're a praying person listening now, to pray for Haiti and the other places that are affected by this, and compassion.com.au if you can give as well. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, Tim.
Appreciate that, Sam. Thanks for the time.
Good morning. Zach Boland from Citizens and Saints.
Yeah, Sam. How you doing, man?
Yeah, doing really well. Now, you're over in Seattle, and we always speak on Fresh, but I've called you live on the air this morning because I saw that there's a big storm system moving towards America. And I know you're on the other side of America, but it's moving towards a place that's pretty close to your heart, right?
Yeah, I know. It's been kind of wild because I lived in Savannah, Georgia for 8 years, and right now the hurricane's basically heading right for that region, kind of right there all along the southeast. So I know that I just saw that they're about to, they just told everyone in the, at least in Savannah in that county, to evacuate.
Wow.
And it looks like there's some pretty 125-mile-an-hour winds coming for them. The crazy thing about Savannah, though, is that they have this thing called the Gulf Stream, and so they've never really gotten hit by a major hurricane.
Wow, really?
But they say if it were to happen, it could actually, they've said this for years, that it could actually wind up being worse than what happened in New Orleans with Katrina. Wow. Because it's actually, Savannah sits further below sea level there. So it's pretty crazy. So I'm just like hoping that, you know, somehow that storm can blow out to sea a little bit more.
Do you know how far away this storm system is at the moment from hitting the U.S.?
It looks like, I mean, from right now, I mean, I think it already has hit South Florida.
Yeah, right.
At least the beginnings of it. And then I think that tomorrow evening, it's supposed to really be hitting some more of those kind of southern state regions there.
Yeah, right. Wow. Well, I guess you're a long way from it, but I have been reading all these reports this morning of evacuation orders being put in place and people getting told to flee from places like Florida. Like, you know, this is where people live. And I'm guessing this doesn't happen all the time.
No. And the other scary thing about it is that when you have that many people trying to get onto interstates at the same time, it almost potentially sets up a situation where, you know, people could be left stranded on the interstate just in traffic. Because, I mean, you're talking about, you know, Savannah. I mean, Savannah alone is over 100,000 people. And then you combine that with Florida, cities in Florida. Jacksonville is a really big city. I mean, there's a lot of evacuation that's happening that could create a pretty big bottleneck. So I'm hoping that the people that are trying to actually leave are able to get out, because that could be a potentially really not great situation.
That's right. And I was speaking, actually, I spoke yesterday to Tim Hanna, who is the CEO of Compassion Australia. I'm not sure if you, I'm guessing Compassion's over in America as well.
Yeah.
And he was saying that people can get behind the recovery efforts, especially in Haiti. They've got over 100,000 sponsor kids there. Compassion.com.au is the website to go to here in Australia.